Yo, 2022 was absolutely insane. In this video, I'm gonna share some things that I will never do again.
And I'm not doing that again.
In my online business. What's up, YouTube? My name is Zaylee Barclay, and I want to welcome you to my channel. My goal with every video here is to teach you how to grow a 5 to 6 figure online business with the help of video content so that you can live the life, honey, of your dreams. Now, if that's something that you would like, definitely stick around because in this video, I'm going to share some of the biggest lessons that I learned in business this year. And like I said before, some of these things I will never do again because they cost me time, they cost me money, honey, and lots of energy that I just don't care to expel. So I want you to stick around if you are into learning from your own mistakes, just like I am, so that we can move into this year with lots of clarity and knowing what we will and will not be standing for as we move forward. So my first one is focus on one thing. And I promise you, this is gonna make a lot of sense as I continue to explain because I'll be sharing in number two why I say you should focus on one thing. Now, this is something that I wish that I took my own advice on.
But what I wanna know is, why don't you follow your own advice?
Right? So I usually share with clients that you need to really focus on one thing. If you write down too many things that you want to accomplish in your business, you will get lost. But there has to be one thing that you can find in your business that can be the main just idea or driver. And I'm sharing this because my channel has a lot of multi-passionate people. We are all creative, but when you focus on one specific thing, right, you are able to actually make a difference. And you can look back in the year and see how that one thing measured up. I want you to focus on one offer that you can actually offer, right? When you win at that one thing, then you're able to navigate around building something else or pivoting or whatever it is. But I really want you to give your attention to one thing, become known for one thing. And within that one thing, you can create various ways to work with you.
Oh, you're that girl who,
yeah.
Example, if my brand is about teaching you how to build a video presence in the online space, I can focus specifically on that and the steps to accomplish transformation with that. But what we want to do is have different ways or various ways that you can work with me in alignment with that one offer. So that might be an evergreen course if you cannot afford to work with me one-to-one. Or you can possibly work with me through a group program where you can actually get all of my advice and thoughts based on your specific business. Obviously, that would be a different pricing. You're closer to me and I can actually give you feedback. Or even one-to-one, right? Where I can focus specifically on your business and we're not in a group. Really think about how you can use one offer and how you can create levels for people to work with you within that one offer. Now, this is not something new or something different. But what I did wrong last year was I didn't focus on one thing. Actually, last year, honestly, I didn't have a specific way to work with me because I was super busy, right? Now, I'll get into thing two, which was last year I did a lot of consulting and I enjoyed it so much. I was able to travel, work with an amazing group of people, build an amazing product for an amazing corporation. But because I did not have my offer fully fleshed out, I was only able to focus on consulting, and it became a lot to focus on my offer and how I could have delivered that as well. So I did not do a lot of my own work last year, as in with Start, Shoot, Grow. I did a lot of consulting. Even though that was pretty fulfilling, I really was able to look back at my numbers and see where I could have still had one offer going out on evergreen through ads, marketing that specifically. And I really want you to think about that, right? Think about how things can run with you and without you as well. And think about different levels or ways people can work with you while you have other things going on. Now, speaking of that, another thing that I did that I won't be doing again is I focused on everybody else's business and just left mine in the dust.
What do I look like, chopped liver?
So I kind of said that earlier on in the video, but genuinely, this is what happened. I had lots of opportunities to work with brands that I absolutely love, but I didn't spend enough of that time focused on my business. And when I look at the money I made with my brand sponsorships and, you know, other projects that I had going on that were related to building and promoting other people's businesses, I could have put that time into my own community and I would be able to exceed the income that I made promoting other people's businesses. So even though I've been in the online business space for a while, there's always new lessons to learn, and I figured that I want to share these lessons with you. Even if you already know them, let me know down below, because I figured that we can definitely learn together. Number four, I can't remember where we are right now, but I think it's number four. Number four is I would have hired more help. So obviously I saw that one of my bottlenecks was that I was stretched really thin. And I feel like if I had hired people to help me launch, because we had the Camera Confidence class launch last year, and I'll leave the waitlist for that down below if you are looking to get really confident on camera and completely kill it so that you can build your business, I wanna make sure that you're able to get on that waitlist down below. And that waitlist will also invite you to join our Start, Shoot, Grow Facebook group on Facebook, where I get to go deeper than I do on YouTube. I can't go too deep on YouTube. Y'all know how the algorithm goes. But in that Facebook group, I'm always in there and you can connect with me in there as well. But I would have launched the Camera Confidence class more than once. And because I felt like I was stretched thin with all of the other things that I was doing, I was not able to launch as much as I would have launched. If you are feeling like you are stretched, I implore you to hire help. It's one of the best things that you can do. Now, I do have a team, but we are growing. As a matter of fact, we are currently hiring. And I wanna make sure that this year in my business, I'm able to oversee and tap into vision and delegate more than I am inside of the business. And so that's one of the things that I'm going to be working on this year. And I don't want to repeat of last year because I really felt stretched. And if you looked at my vlog channel, which I'm currently phasing out, but we'll talk about that later on, I actually had a few mental health breakdowns and I don't want to repeat that. So I want to see what went wrong and make sure that we're not repeating the same things. The other thing that we're implementing to make sure I have all the help in the world is I'm bringing my partner on more and more. So you guys are going to see him more in these videos and in our programs as well. So that is something that I'm really excited about because we're able to cover so much more together. I am here to help you with your video strategy, your content strategy, getting confident on camera, staying accountable, all of that jazz, and he is your tech guy, right? So he's awesome with cameras, lighting. If you look at this new set that we have here, he is definitely 95% responsible for it. I am just here to show up and deliver valuable content to you. So if you really, really, really are feeling stressed, like I said before, make sure that you have help, whether you hire out help or you're paying a family member or someone to really help you get things done. Now, the last one might seem kind of complicated. Listening to your gut. That's the thing that I am really, really excited to dive into this year. Last year, I felt like I didn't listen to my gut or intuition enough when it came to making business decisions. You know, when you make a decision and you can tell right away, girl, this does not feel good. I made a few of those decisions last year, and this year I want to make sure that I am really tapped in to my inner self and my intuition, and making sure that everything that I do decide to do definitely genuinely feels good. And when I say feels good, there are some hard things that you're gonna have to do in your business. So I'm not speaking about things that are difficult for you to do, because hey, I'm okay with difficult things. I mean things that don't feel right, okay? Like if something does not feel good, I am going to speak up about it. I'm gonna say how I feel about it, right? Or I am going to say, girl, no. Okay, practice saying no.
How about no?
this is one of my years of no. I'm going to say no a lot more this year so I can double down and focus on all of the things that I shared in this video. I'm so excited to improve and expand, and I want us to do that together. So if you enjoyed this video, definitely give me a thumbs up. Definitely join us on this channel, on this journey, and I will see you in the next video. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care.